Isaiah says, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. That's how we should feel about Jesus. That's how we should feel about our relationship with God. That's how we should feel about this wondrous season. That's how we should feel about our salvation. But sometimes we don't feel that way. Sometimes we just feel tired. Sometimes we feel wore out. Sometimes we feel used up. Sometimes we feel like we just don't have it anymore. Why me, Lord? What else, Lord? Why does it have to be me, God? We get tired. The people of Israel had been exiled to a foreign land. They were afraid that they would have to leave their God behind in Israel because he was the God of Israel, not realizing he was the God of all the world. They were afraid that they would lose their faith and lose their identity as a people because they were sent to this foreign country, that they would never be blessed again by the blessings of the Lord as his chosen people. And yet Isaiah promises to them that in the fullness of time, wondrous things will happen. He promises a suffering servant, a Savior, who will come to them not with armies, but with peace, with love, and with joy. And so it is for us, as it was for them, a struggle to find that joy that still exists in this Christmas season, to find that wonder that still exists. You know, Jesus said, let them come to me, the little children, because you must be like them in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's in this season that I love having the grandkids over, even though by the time they're gone, I'm ready for a week's recuperation. And it takes about that long to get all the stuff picked up. But it's in their joy at those little things that I have taken so for granted over the years, and yet for them are new and wondrous and amazing. Watching a little girl pull an angel out of a box. Ooh, an angel. Or hang an ornament on a tree. Or just look at the sparkling lights and tinsel. Most of what I see is that I'm going to have to clean all that stuff up after the season's over. But we also see the joy. We also see the wonder, and we look for that renewal in this season of the joy and wonder we had when we were like a bride or bridegroom. Looking forward to that new relationship, looking forward to that changing life moment. You know, in those moments, we have to give up stuff. When you get married, you have to give up that single life. You have to give up those wild ways, or you better. You want to stay married. We have to give up our worldly ways when we accept Christ into our lives. But in return, we get such wondrous blessings. But the world wears on us, and we struggle. And we try and keep things up to speed, and we try and get decorated for the season, and we try and get gifts off to the family in time for them to actually get them before Christmas. That's always a challenge. And Christmas cards and all the rest. But then comes those small, quiet moments, early in the morning, late at night, with the kids, where you see that awe and wonder. You see that transformative love that changes us from people into divine beings, from humans into heirs with Christ of that heavenly kingdom. And we know that that joy, that wonder, that awesome moment, like a bride or a bridegroom preparing for that momentous occasion, is still possible. You look at the person that you've been, you know, with for 20, 30, 40 years, and you go, oh yeah, you again. But then you look at them again, and you see the person that they were when you met them, and you're reminded at how wondrous that moment was. We struggle. We live in the world. The world is full of struggles. And just about the time you think you got one fixed, something else breaks. One of mine's out there. Always something. But He's always with us. Always trouble. Always salvation. Always pain. Always forgiveness. Always anger. Always peace. Life's like that. At least in this world. And so we continue to look for those moments. I had to laugh the other day. I was at the vet's office over on Tharp Street getting flea medicine for the various furry beasties we have running around our house that get fleas on occasion. And as I pulled out of the parking lot, Maranatha Church is right there. And they got a big sign. And it said, "Let's keep Christ in Christmas." And I had to laugh because the first thought was, yeah, you don't want Him to get out. Imagine what would happen then. Golly. Running around, He'd be causing all kinds of trouble. Let's keep Him in. Well, we do that. We keep Christ bottled up in church so He doesn't get out and cause any trouble. We keep Christ bottled up in our lives, and then we go out into the world, and maybe sometimes we forget to bring Him with us in the season. My hope for you, my prayer for you, my prayer for each of us is that we should have that opportunity, that moment when that awe and wonder and excitement of knowing that our whole life is about to change in magical, wondrous, overwhelming ways will be rekindled, even if just for a moment, so that we can feel that memory, we can feel that joy, we can feel that scary awe, power, wonder of knowing something wonderful is about to happen. Because Christ is something wonderful. And that's how we should feel about our relationship with Him. As a bride or bridegroom preparing for that momentous day, we prepare our lives to accept those blessings that He offers us. And every once in a while, just for a moment, something happens. And you look up and you go, "Thank you, Lord." Because we know He's there. He's there all the time. We have to work at it. He's with us at every moment. We have to listen for Him. He's there in the Christmas carols, although some of them sound awfully tacky these days. He's there in the decorations, although some of them burn out and then you have to go find which bulb it is to replace. He's there in the children's joy and wonder, because that used to be our joy and wonder, and it can be again. May the joy and wonder of the Christmas season fill each and every one of our lives.